Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to 20 years in prison, meaning she'll be 80 years old before ever seeing her freedom once again.
This is True Crime Today breaking news.
In an effort to sexually exploit and abuse multiple minor girls, Ghislaine Maxwell conspired with Jeffrey Epstein and was sentenced to prison today. In a news release issued by the U.S. Department of Justice, Southern District of New York, Maxwell was sentenced to 240 months in prison by the United States Circuit Judge Allison J. Nathan. Maxwell was found guilty of conspiracy to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, conspiracy, and transport minors to participate in illegal acts. Transporting a minor to participate in illegal sex acts, sex trafficking, conspiracy, and sex trafficking of a minor late last year. Specifically, according to the U.S. Prosecutor's Office, Maxwell aided, facilitated, and participated in Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of minor girls by, among other things, reoccurring grooming and eventually abusing victims known to Maxwell and Epstein to be under 18 years old. When the victims were abused and groomed, they were as young as 14 years old. In addition to Maxwell's residence in London, England, Epstein's homes in New York, Florida, and New Mexico were also visited by minors. The U.S. Department of Justice reported these minors were groomed and sexually abused by Maxwell and Epstein. And according with the U.S. Attorney's Office, Maxwell would become friends with victims, ask about their lives, and accompany them to the movies. Frequently, she would be present when the victims interacted with Epstein and put them at ease by providing the assurance and comfort of a mature woman who seemed to approve of Epstein's behavior. The U.S. prosecutor said, as a result of Maxwell's encouragement, Epstein often paid for the victims to travel and provided them with educational opportunities in accordance with U.S. Attorney's Office. Maxwell made the victims feel like the abuse was normal and would often have them undress in front of Epstein. That's correct. The victims were also then encouraged to massage Epstein. Ultimately, minor victims were subjected to sexual abuse, including touching of a victim's breasts and genitals, placing a sex toy in the victim's genitals, and directing a victim to touch Epstein's genitals while he masturbated, said the U.S. Attorney's Office. Girls from impoverished single-mother households were usually the victims. Additionally, Maxwell and Epstein paid some of their victims to recruit other girls to be abused by Epstein. Beside Maxwell's prison sentence, she was sentenced to 5 years of supervised release and a fine of $750,000. According to Damian Williams, today's sentence holds Ghislaine Maxwell accountable for her heinous crimes against children. The sentence sends a powerful message that no one is above the law. Williams added, "We again express our gratitude to Epstein and Maxwell's victims for their courage in coming forward and testifying in trial and in sharing that their stories were part of today's sentencing."
True Crime Today. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our full episodes, breaking news updates, and daily briefs from True Crime Today.